I believe that I am the most qualified and experienced candidate in the field, having served as a chief executive of two communities for combined more than 25 plus years. And I'm used to being held accountable to residents in both of the communities that I have served over time. So when you are in that position, you learn to listen to all voices, you learn to exercise a more measured judgment, and you learn that compromise is necessary in order to move things forward. So there's no substitute for experience at the end of the day. And of the two candidates remaining, I clearly believe that I have the most hands-on experience. It's a big difference when a person such as a mayor has to make a tough choice as opposed to someone who was working for a mayor who had to make all the tough choices. So I think that really kind of clearly delineates the difference between myself and my opponent. So the bottom line is here, you know, I'm running on my own record. I'm not trying to run on someone else's. I've actually done the job, and I have learned an awful lot over the many years from some of the mistakes I've made and some of the issues that I've dealt with. And I've also adapted to a more modern way of governing. I currently run a town now, so there's any insinuation that I would try to take Salem backwards or try to undo the major positive things that have gone on in the city is not accurate. I might have my eye firmly on the future of the city, and then I'm hoping that if I'm elected at the end of my tenure, I'm going to be able to look behind me and see someone from the next generation step up and pick up the mantle of leadership and continue to move the city forward.